powered by you.
Hello, hello.
Listener supported.
This is the Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive. Answer the call.
Yeah, hey, thank you for answering the call, too. I just want to send a giant shout-out to you. So grateful for your yes today. I really am. Pledge Drive's been off the charts. You've been so generous. Every Pledge Drive we come to you, we're going to pray the chaplet right now. I want to put prayer first. And, you know, we'll just put all this into the hands of the Lord. You might be struggling financially. I don't know if that's the case. Let's pray for your finances. Let's ask. I know some people say, I don't like asking for that type of thing. It's okay. It really is. It's okay to pray for anything. That broken car, those missing keys, right? To pray for that missing wedding ring. We had a phone call the other day for that, you know, to pray for that, you know, that air conditioner just died on you, right? It's okay to pray for things. And sometimes God will surprise you by letting it work another year, or maybe he'll surprise you with some sort of providence that allows you to replace it or find what you're missing. So let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. I want to share just a couple quick emails before we kick it off. And I do have a slightly amended schedule today, so I don't have a whole lot of time to share with you before we pray. Just want to share this quickly. This man wrote to me, and he says, I asked for prayers for my friend Jack. We were talking after church about the Catholic Church, he says. And I pray for all the firefighters I work with that they will return or enter the church. God and the Blessed Mother are at work here. I sense their presence here in the firehouse. Would you ask everybody to pray for that intention? Please pray also for one of the firemen who suddenly lost his 5-month-old grandson. How tragic. Rick, we're praying for you. We'll certainly be praying for all those firefighters. I want to pray for first responders, for law enforcement, for those on the front lines, for those in the military, for our medical community. That God will really allow them to be virtuous in those careers. Another person says, I tweeted out 4 days ago about my newborn niece with fluid in her lungs. She was in the NICU on a CPAP, a feeding tube, and four antibiotics, or IV and antibiotics, I should say. A lot for a child, was just a few hours old. You mentioned the intention on the air, Drew, the Divine Mercy Intercessors. I want to thank them for praying and for you. She came home yesterday. Our God is merciful. Thank you for hearing us. Marianne, thank you for sending in that answered prayer. Prayer works. God heals. He hears our cries. I'm convinced of that. Another person says, just want to thank you and your staff and your listeners for the prayers for my girlfriend, Pamela. Her platelet levels rose. We've been praying for her. She can now continue with her chemo. We want to praise God. Thank you. And you know what I like about that prayer? Just a final thought. You know, not asking just for a total cure. I always pray for total healing. But just that the platelets would rise so she could go ahead and finish chemo. Maybe God's going to use chemo as a means to bring about part of her recovery. I don't know. But God can use the natural as well as the supernatural to bring about your healing. Let's pray right now for you. I am joined by my colleague, Maggie. It's always good to pray with her.
Hello,
and
hello.
She'll take your intentions as well that you put up on Twitter and bring them to our prayer team here at Drew Mariani Show. Maggie, what's going on? Anything you want to pray for?
Drew, I'd like to lift up my sister-in-law's sister, Megan Biggs, out in Montana. Again, I know it's been a while since we've prayed for her, but she's still fighting an uphill battle of recovery for her major heart issues that came on after she gave birth to baby number 3. So she's still got a ways to go. So just praying for her.
Well, all right, we'll lift her up for sure. And all your intentions. I want to lift up mine. I want to pray for a man I know. I knew two guys. One man had a real struggle with pornography. He's a friend of mine. And his life radically changed. And I don't want to say his name on the air, but I know sometimes you pray with me. You came to my mind yesterday. I've been praying for you because somebody else reached out to me for prayer for somebody they know who just feels unworthy, unredempt. They feel like he can't be redeemed. Struggled with pornography because he was exposed to it when he was just 6 years old or 8 years old. And it changed his life. And it was a hidden addiction. And it just came to light. And they're saying this man is just, he wants healing. He doesn't want to be the way he is. He's just crying out for help. And, he says, could you ask everybody to pray for him? And I said, look, it's an epidemic in the country. That man's not alone. Let him know that. And let him know that God's mercy is there. The greater the sinner, the greater the right they have to it, that God wants his healing and his wholeness. So will you join me also in praying for this man who's really at a very low, a, a deep, deep low right now, in a really dark place in his life. He's losing a lot that he's had, relationships and reputation, and he's very open about it from what I understand now, and he's just trying to put it behind him. It's like an addiction to alcohol or drugs. Once you face it and you know, you don't hide from it or try to hide it anymore, you begin that healing process. So I ask for healing for those with addiction today, from alcohol, from drugs, from pornography, from compulsive eating, from whatever it may be. And I ask right now for your mercy. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls. And the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's take our first call today. It comes from Paula, praying in Ramsey, New Jersey. Hi, Paula.
Yes, hello, Drew.
Hey.
Thank you for all your prayers. I have two prayer of Thanksgiving intentions. One is, last October, up until last week, we were praying for a legal matter to be resolved, and the judge ruled in our favor after praying, I believe, either the rosary or the divine chaplet, and with the relevant radio. And the second is, 2 years ago, we were praying for a neighbor that had been disrupted, that moved in to our neighborhood and block, and we prayed for 2 years. And they moved out, and the prayer was, please move out in a big home in another state.
Wow.
And that's exactly what happened, and God answered our prayers, and this is a prayer of Thanksgiving.
I love that. You know, you didn't pray for any ill, right? You prayed for a bigger home in another state, and God heard that prayer. I love that prayer. I remember a person who was in a workplace, and they had a colleague of theirs that just drove them crazy. The person was just, they weren't good people. And the person, their prayer was that, please let this person get a promotion. And they taped a miraculous medal to the bottom of the chair. And that person within, I think it was probably 3 or 4 weeks, ended up not getting promoted at work, got a job in another company in a different, totally, totally different position. So God heard the prayer. And I love your prayer. That was awesome, Barbara. Thanks for sharing that. Well, let's pray right now. Lord, I just pray for this elderly couple. I want to pray for everything that Barbara has brought forward. I want to pray for all those who are dealing with strokes, who are having ambulatory problems, speech problems. Now, I was at Mass today, and a man collapsed right next to me. I want to pray for that man. I don't know whether he's dehydrated or what happened, an elderly man, and his son was there. So I just asked for healing for that particular man. And Paula, thank you so much from Ramsey. Paula, thank you for that prayer. I lift up everything she has voiced, Paula, and just pray for those who are giving you problems now. Lord, not you problems, but I pray for those who are having problems, those neighbors, those coworkers, those people, Lord, that we need conversion for. We pray for that. And we ask that you remedy that situation. So, Lord, I give you Paula and all who pray with me as we pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
I want to pray for bad tenants too. I know Paula was praying for a family that ultimately moved out. I want to pray for those landlords out there that have difficulty collecting their rent. I want to pray for those tenants that are having difficulty with their landlords, too. And Lord, I ask for mercy in those situations. Nancy in Norwalk, California. Good afternoon. You're a second call.
Hi, Jude. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm asking for prayers to stop Planned Parenthood from going into John Glenn High School. They're trying to put a clinic there. It's in the Norwalk La Mirada School District. And on Monday, there's a board hearing. We plan to be there, and I'm collecting petitions. So I really need prayers, and I need the support of our community.
All right, well, we're with you. Thank you, Nancy, for calling in, and we'll lift that up right now. Lord, I pray, and I know this is a prayer that you specifically hear when it comes to abortion, when it comes to Planned Parenthood, when it comes to the culture of death. I pray against this Planned Parenthood clinic, and I seal that school district right now in your precious blood, and I claim the protection of the blood of the Lamb. And I, right now, Lord, also ask for the petitions that Nancy needs to garner for blessings and protection on her. And we just pray for the conversion of those involved in the culture of death, for those at Planned Parenthood, the legislators, the entertainers, the medical community. I just pray for real conversion. That you be merciful to this country, Lord. Bring great healing to our nation. Shower us in your mercy. And again, I want to pray for any woman who's made the mistake of an abortion, that she may know your love and mercy. Experience your profound healing for the man that was complicit in that as well. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Before we go to Barb in Ocean Gate, New Jersey. Maggie, what's coming in on Twitter? I know a lot of people are posting intentions there.
Oh, we've got a lot of good things coming in, Drew. April wrote to us. She said, please pray for Karen. Misdiagnosed by her Medicare doctors for 3 years now. Now diagnosed with ALS. Please pray for her and for her son, who's her lone caregiver. Alma wrote to us and said, please pray for Catholics in Nicaragua and for the conversion of all of our government officials. Annalisa wrote to us and said, this hour gives me so much peace and comfort with everything going on in my life. I'm asking prayers for my mother, Hilda, that her surgery will be a success and that all results will come back negative. Jesus, I love you and trust in you. And Cindy wrote to us, it just made me smile. She said, thank you, Drew and Maggie, for always praying for me and my needs. Hashtag Team Drew.
All right. I love it. We love praying for you. I pray for every person praying with me here. If you pray with me in the afternoon, if you join, if you listen, you don't have to ever have called. I consider you my spiritual family. And today, as I was at Mass during my Eucharistic intention, I mean, you were right there. So you have my personal prayers. Please pray for me. Pray for Maggie and my whole team here, for Tom and for all the work that we do. We could certainly use your prayers. But we're really grateful for it. And I'm glad we give you hope in these disturbing times. You know, I was faced with a test of my own faith where I had a really trust God recently about something. And I just decided to do it. This is what I always preach, what I always talk about. And I've refused to worry about anything. I said, Lord, I trust you. That's it. I'm going to give you the situation, put it in the hands of the Lord. And the Lord always brings peace. Barbara in Ocean Gate, New Jersey. Good afternoon.
Thank you so very much. I'm praying for a couple from our parish, Steve and Julia. They both have had strokes. Julia is on hospice. Steve is 92 and blind from his stroke, but he now needs surgery on his foot. So I told him I was going to pray for a miracle for him so that the situation would resolve itself so that he does not need the surgery.
Amen.
So I'm asking for a miracle for Steve.
Barb, thank you for calling. I'll pray for you, okay, for your intentions too. I know you didn't ask for anything, but I love that. That's the type of prayer we need. We need to ask God for these miracles. And Lord, I join her in that prayer. As a sister in Christ, we stand shoulder to shoulder. We pray that he'll not need this surgery. I want to pray again for those who are the victims of tragedy and accident, of stroke, who've lost vision, who've lost speech, who've lost just the ability to walk, Lord. Those who face amputation right now, those diabetics. I just give you all these tough, debilitating, seemingly impossible situations. I bring these souls to that ocean of your mercy, and I immerse them as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Janet in Chicago, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Janet. Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple of requests here, and I'm going to be quick. I would ask for prayers for my cousin, Anna Marie, who recently had brain surgery. She's undergoing some additional testing, and I ask that those tests be negative. There are two people that have been paralyzed recently. They've been in the news. A little boy named Cooper, who was in the Highland Park shooting on 4th of July, and also Officer Danny Golden. Both were paralyzed from the waist down because of shootings. I ask for prayers for them for healing and also dealing with the fact that they're paralyzed. And the last one needs urgent prayers for 16-year-old Harold. He's been having migraines for more than 2 years now, and he is today undergoing testing of a device that gives like an electric signal to the brain to try and stop these migraines. He has to go back tomorrow to the doctor and let them know whether or not it's worked.
Wow.
So he needs urgent. So far, it's not relieving his pain. So he needs some urgent help this afternoon.
Janet, you got it. First of all, thank you for continuing to bring up that officer and these victims of tragedy. It's horrible. Lord, I pray for her cousin who recently had brain surgery, and I want to pray especially also for the 16-year-old. My grandmother suffered from migraines. Anybody who has headaches or migraines, you know how debilitating it is. That kid's too young. Those years should be, worry-free when it comes to your health. But I just pray for anyone who's suffering from migraines, from arthritis, from debilitating, crippling pain throughout the body. I want to pray for all of Janet's intentions. I unite hers to all who just are crying out to you now as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. World.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. I'm going to try to get two calls in here. Ashley be the first one up. She's in Denmark, Wisconsin. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for taking my call. Yesterday, I was at the doctor, and I found out that my baby that I'm carrying, I will not make it. So I'm praying for a miracle. I'm also praying for my son, Adam, who's taking it a little harder, and for the rest of my family, and to end abortion in this world, and for any other mothers going through what I am going through.
I'm so sorry. I really am so sorry for what you are going through right now. Let's pray for that miracle, Ashley. Okay, let's pray for it. I know you're in a situation right now where it's probably even hard just to pray, but we're here for you.
And a little bit.
I can only imagine. And we'll pray for your son too. His name was Adam. Is that the? All right. Well, look, you got your spiritual family here. We're going to blanket you in prayer right now. Lord, I pray for all mothers who are victim of miscarriage. I want to pray for Ashley in particular, who's got a child that doctors say won't make it. And I don't always believe that, Lord. I don't believe that that can be your, well, I submit to your holy will, but I don't always believe that doctor's diagnosis. I know that you're a divine physician. You've raised from the dead. I call upon St. Paczynski. I call upon Blessed Sheen or Venerable Sheen. I call upon these great saints that have these wonderful resurrection stories of the children in the womb. And I ask for a divine mercy miracle. Ashley called in today, her tears welling. I just pray for a resurrection of that child. I pray for complete healing. You know, Saint Augustine, he says, God is more desirous of our welfare than we are ourselves. And, you know, he says, just put your situation in the hands of the ruler of the universe. And right now, I just pray for this miracle. I put you in the hands of the creator of the universe, creator of all things. And Lord, I ask for restoration of this life. And I stand on the promise of this beautiful chaplet. I stand on the promise of it, in which you said, anything we ask of, virtue of your passion will be granted. And Lord, I just ask right now for this prayer. I give you everyone who's praying with me now, all their needs, wants, and desires. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
All you saints that are known for their resurrection,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
It's time to answer the call, 877-291-0123. Mike Kendall, Drew Mariani, as our pledge drive continues. We are already past the halfway mark. We are on our way to $3 million. That's our need at the end of the week. We've got to hit $3 million. And to help us get there, we have a very unique premium item today that's available today and today only. If you are thinking about donating at a dollar a day, I would encourage you to donate this hour, because this hour we're offering a special unique premium. It's a rosary bookmark. It's a perfect companion to the book you'll also receive for your dollar a day donation, Father Peyton's Rosary Prayer Book. So as you read through more than 200 meditations on the different mysteries of the rosary and Father Peyton's book, you're going to have this really attractive rosary bookmark as a reminder that you've donated to Relevant Radio. It's our way of saying thank you as we assist you in your meditative prayer as you read through the book. This is really a beautiful and very unique item that's only available today, Drew. In fact, I found out earlier today that this particular item, there was a limit on how many we could order in advance of our pledge drive. So we have half the supply we normally have on a unique premium day. So time is of the essence. I would encourage you to call now at 877-291-0123 and make that pledge, or log on to relevantradio.com.
Oh, Mike, time is always the enemy. I wish we had more time to make this available. I hate the fact that quantities are limited. They're going quickly. And I just hope everyone will take advantage of this. It's a wonderful premium. It's a blessing to this apostolate. If you just heard the Chaplet of Divine Mercy and you hear about mothers losing their children, or 16-year-olds with migraines that need healing, or the miracles that are coming in, this is the hour really to support. And I really would invite you to make a pledge in any dollar amount. If you can come into that dollar a day amount, that's fantastic. It will help us move the needle. We're a little bit behind where we need to be, and that would be such a blessing to us. If you can't do that, then please come in at whatever you can, but call right now. There's lines open for you at 877-291-0123, of course, online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. And I see a number of people, Mike, taking us up on that 365. I want to thank Anonymous from Maine for that dollar a day donation. Mike?
Yeah, thank you very much. You think about how much coffee we drink as Americans. How many dollars a day do we spend on just coffee? We're asking you for a dollar a day to give you a spiritual lift. And we will lift your spirits with this beautiful rosary book and bookmark. Call now, 877-291-0123. They're going fast. Only a dollar a day. That's all we're asking. Answer the call. Log on to relevantradio.com and check out this unique premium, only available today.
You're vital to our mission to bring Christ
to the world through the media.
The Relevant Radio Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Answer the call.
It is great to be with you today. Thank you so much. Look, I'd love to hear some of your miracles when it came to the rosary. We were talking about it before the chaplet. So if you've got a great miracle story, real answer prayer, whether it's the chaplet or the rosary, I'd love to hear that from you. I do want to talk to you about something else. I want to talk to you briefly, if I could, about John Paul II and what he did today. If you love Divine Mercy like I do, today is kind of a historic day. John Paul II, on this day, and I had the great privilege of being in Rome on this day when John Paul II entrusted the world to the Divine Mercy. Bottom line, it was 20 years ago today that the Holy Father entrusted the world to Divine Mercy. And this is a powerful moment in the church. And I think it's a powerful moment just in general. St. Faustina wrote in her diary a couple things. She wrote about the return of Jesus Christ. And I want to talk to you about that. It's something that's not often heard about. We often talk about Divine Mercy and the chaplet, and we talk about the image, and we talk about the Feast of Mercy. John Paul said this. So he said, "I wish solemnly to entrust the world to Divine Mercy, and I do so with a burning desire that the message of God's merciful love be proclaimed here through St. Faustina, and that it be made known to all the peoples of the earth and fill their hearts with love." And he said this very beautiful prayer. And, you know, as many of you know, maybe you don't know, I always assume everybody knows who St. Faustina was. She was a young Polish girl who had a deep love for God ever since she was a child. And she ended up responding to that call after having a vision of Jesus, bloodied and tortured. She went into religious life. And while in the convent, for a period of about 3 years, she would have these daily and very frequent visions of the Lord. He asked her to record it all in a diary. And she would do that. And in the visitations, of course, the Lord asked her for the image, which we talk about, where he promised great promises associated with that. He says, he told her, paint this image that you see before you here and sign it with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. And what he said, and this is something, this is why I have it in my home, my office, my car. It's why I have it on my phone. The Lord says, I desire this image to be venerated first in your chapel, then throughout the world. But here's the promise. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. Many other promises were given to this image. In another visitation, he called for the great feast of mercy. And he talked about how that emerged from the depths of his very being, right? And he said that on that day, the torrents of God's grace are open. The floodgates of his mercy are open, right? So he gave her those things. But he also spoke to her, and the Virgin Mary actually appeared to her too, and spoke to her about the second coming. When Pope John Paul II was young, just to give you some perspective on why he entrusted the world to the divine mercy, he was in Krakow in 1940, and he first learned of St. Faustina and the messages when he was just a seminarian. He was a young man. He worked at a factory, you know, which you could practically see from the convent that she was in. So weird how God allows saints to know saints, right? How our paths sometimes can cross. When he was a priest, he was a frequent visitor to where Faustina lived. He'd stop by there to pray. He held retreats there. And then when he finally was elevated, became the Archbishop of Krakow, he led this effort to put Faustina's name, you know, before the Congregation for Causes of Saints, right? He helped to overturn, when he became Pope, the ban on divine mercy. John Paul loved divine mercy. He wrote an encyclical. It was called God Who's Rich in Mercy, Dives in Misericordia, right? It came out in 1980. This is before Faustina was ever beatified. But the revelations of God's mercy were so profound. He held a retreat in Italy. And here's what he said. Let me share this with you. Then I'll share with you what the Lord said to Faustina. John Paul said this. He says, right from the very beginning of my ministry, he says, I considered it my special task. Providence has assigned it to me in this present situation of man, the church, and the world. It could be said that precisely this situation assigned that message to me as my task before God. And he wanted to proclaim God's mercy. He beatified her in 93 and on April 18th. I was there for that. Her mission, he says, continues today, you know, with astounding fruit. He says it's a truly marvelous devotion spreading throughout the world. And what Faustina wrote in her diary, she says, a spark needs to be lighted by the grace of God. And she said that this fire of mercy needs to be passed to the world. In the mercy of God, the world will find peace and mankind will find happiness. I entrust to you the task, dear brothers and sisters, to the church and the church in Krakow, to all the devotees of divine mercy who come to Poland throughout the world to be witnesses. That's what John Paul II said. And then he quoted Faustina, and she said this in her diary. May the message of divine mercy radiate from this place. You know, he quoted her. He says, I'm sorry, I'm trying to jump through some of this because of time. He said, there will be a spark that will prepare the world for my final coming. People wonder if John Paul II was that spark, or whether it was Faustina, or whether it was the message of divine mercy in general. So John Paul knew that he had to fulfill this mission. He proclaimed her a saint, overturned the ban, wrote encyclicals, declared the Feast of Mercy. Why was all this so important? That's the big question, right? Faustina was commissioned by God to speak to the world about his mercy. Because he said this, and this is the time in which we live. He says, after this time of mercy, and we are in this period of mercy right now, I am convinced that this is the time of God's mercy. He told Faustina that was it. After this period of mercy, speak to the world of my mercy. After it will come the day of justice. He says, you will prepare the world for my final coming. Tell souls about this great mercy of mine, because the awful day, the day of my justice, is near. Now, Father Seraphim Mikhalenko, he used to believe that St. Faustina, he really thought that her mission to prepare the world was here, and that you and I may live to see the return of Christ. Nobody knows the day or the hour for the second coming, right? We don't know. The justice referred to in you know, in Faustina's revelations, maybe they pertain to the Second World War. You know, she prophesied that war, and after her death in 39 or 38, we saw what happened. Hitler goes in 39, right? Drops bombs. Was it meant for our own time? You know, what she predicted and prophesied, was it meant for our own time? There is a lot to talk about here, you know, and maybe I'll share a little bit more with you. I want to tell you about the return of Christ because, you know, St. Faustina spoke about it. The seers in Kibeho, Rwanda have spoken about it. Many people believe that Jesus will manifest. Now, again, when will we see that? Will it be in our own time? We don't know. You know, I don't know, certainly. I just am trying to live the best that I possibly can. I want to be humble, and I want to be prepared before that day of justice. The Lord said to her, in one final thought or two thoughts here, he says, before the day of justice, I'm sending the day of mercy. And he says, I am prolonging the time of mercy for the sake of sinners. But woe to them if they do not recognize this time of my visitation. Where do you think we are right now with all this transgender stuff? Where do you think we are right now with the killing of children in the womb? Where do you think we are right now when we redefine marriage? Where do you think we are right now when we continue to export this woundedness? We attack the innocence of our children in schools. We indoctrinate them with a godless ideology. Where do you think we are today when we worship the altar of sexual gratification and me? Where do you think we are today with the secularism, the materialism, all of the other isms of our day, the atheism of our day? I think we are in a period of mercy. I believe what the Lord wrote and told St. Faustina, what she wrote in her diary, before the day of justice, I'm sending a day of mercy. I'm prolonging it for this time of my mercy. But woe to those of you who don't recognize it. And I think Relevant Radio is an extension of this period of mercy. I really do. I believe God allows the chaplet on the air. And I believe he's raised us up at this time to bring truth, to bring beauty, to bring goodness, to call people back to conversion. Relevant Radio's mission is the mission of John the Baptist. It's to prepare the world for Christ's return, right? But it's also a call to penance, to conversion. And I'm just so humbled to be here. And if I have time, I'll share with you a little bit what she saw about the return of Christ. But let me leave it at this point. I'm going to ask you in this moment, if you could, to help. I really do. I think we live in special times, and I think the country needs an apostolate that can bring prayer and can bring truth and can really bring the light of Christ to a world that has lost its way, because we light the path back to Jesus Christ, and you do that when you call and make a pledge. I'm inviting you to do that right now. I have a few minutes. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app. Either of those ways, you'll be able to make a pledge. Large or small makes a difference. I'd be grateful if you do that. And I know God will certainly be moved and you'll be blessed. I'll be right back.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Connected.
Connected.
Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I have a note that came in here from Judith listening in Massachusetts. And she says, this is about her journey home. She says, your show helped bring me back to the church along with being drawn back by the Lord. There is a Jesus fish that glows on my driveway some mornings and makes me think of him. Through this sign, a special person and Relevant Radio helped bring me back when I was so lost and stressed in caregiving for an elderly parent. The Catholic Church I was drawn back to had a large Relevant Radio sign posted outside the door. I've been listening to you ever since, and you have strengthened my faith journey every day. God bless you and all the hosts at Relevant Radio, my favorite station.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
It's the Answer the Call Pledge Drive, 877-291-0123. The number again, 877-291-0123. You've joined us on a really special day because we have a very unique premium item that's only available today and today only. For $1 a day, you get this beautiful rosary, one decade bookmark, and the regular $5 a day premium, the Father Peyton book that we've been giving out all week long. You get them both, but you got to call in the next 14 minutes to be a part of this hour. The number is 877-291-0123. Hey, and Drew, I'm told that we are having some issues with our online giving. So if you plan to give online, you can go to relevantradio.com/give. That will take you right to our donation page. Apparently, if you go on just relevantradio.com, there's a little bit of an issue that we're working to correct. So best way to give right now, plenty of phone lines open, 877-291-0123. Don't let that slow you down. We want this to be a big hour, 14 minutes left to go. And I'd like to see us get another 50 listeners to raise their hand for this unique premium item, Drew. Just 50 more. Make that 49 more. Here we go. We're off and running now. 14 minutes left to go. 877-291-0123.
Hey, Bill, thanks for your dollar a day pledge in Adel, Wisconsin. I hope I'm saying that right, Adel or Adel. Gene in Manitowoc, thank you for your gift. Bill's a new donor. If you've never donated, great time to give. You'll see the fruit of what we do in the days ahead. Gene gave online. Kathy in Brownville's a reoccurring donor. He gave a $366 gift. Kathy, thank you for your gift. And Kathy's seen the fruit of what we do. You just watch in the days ahead. The good, the true, the beautiful, the information, the inspiration, the type of guests and type of programming that you're going to receive. You're not going to find it anywhere else. This is unique. But we're listener supported. We depend on you and your mercy. So could you help us? I ask you to do that. Go online to relevantradio.com or call that number, 877-291-0123. There's a couple lines open for you right now, 877-291-0123.
13 minutes left to go in the hour, relevantradio.com/give or 877-291-0123. Do you have a reader in your family, somebody who's always got a book in front of them, and they also have a devotion to the Holy Rosary? Well, this is the perfect item. It'd be a nice gift for you to give them. You get the dollar a day premium, Father Peyton's book, and the Rosary bookmark, both today, but today only for that dollar a day pledge. Here's that number, 877-291-0123. I'm telling you, these unique premium items are going fast. Don't wait. Answer the call and make that pledge right now.
Real faith, real talk. You're listening to Drew Mariani on Relevant Radio.
Little Eagles there for you. Good to be with you. Hey, why not join me? I'm going to open the phones here in the studio. I'd love to hear your answer. Has a rosary brought you protection? How has it brought about conversion? How has it brought about an answer prayer? I have a small window here, so give me a quick call at 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. Be grateful if you'd call that other number too, 877-291-0123, and make a pledge. I would love that. I think these sacramentals really are very powerful. And I think they're important to have, you know, on your person. I really do. And this bookmark, as Mike was saying, is going pretty quickly. The beauty of this bookmark, too, and I said it a little bit earlier, I like to find ways to evangelize. I don't want to beat people over the head. You know, I'm not trying to jam my faith on them. But quite often, whether you gave the $20 and got the coffee mug on Monday or whether you're going to call it now and you're going to get these beautiful meditations on the rosary and this bookmark, it's more than a bookmark because it's 10 beautiful hematite beads. At the end of it is a miraculous medal. And the miraculous medal has been known for its protection. It's been known for its conversion. Maybe you got your daughter or your son or somebody who reads a lot but's away from the faith. Why not give them this? Say, hey, it's just a bookmark. Why don't you use it and think of me when you have it, right? And ask Our Lady who on that through the miraculous medal that those graces will bring about conversion for that soul. Or maybe keep it yourself and take it to work or take it to school or take it to, you know, the office or to your friend's house or wherever it might be. And when somebody says, oh, that's pretty cool, what's that? You can explain what the rosary is all about, right? You can share with them the beauty and the power of this prayer and how it has touched you and how it has transformed your life. You know, I was talking to a priest who's involved in the deliverance ministry one time, and I always have a sacramental on me. I always have a rosary or I wear my miraculous medal or St. Benedict medal. I always have something on me. And he often says how Satan hates the rosary. He hates it in a special way because it's a weapon that will pound his head and crush his head. But the sacramental itself, you know, I think is a sign of your commitment to Our Lady. And it's a great way to ward off evil. So if you're interested, I just wanted to throw that out to you. 888-877-291-0123. 877-291-0123 to pick up and to get the special premium. We only have them today, too. It's a dollar a day if you can come in at that level. And if you can't, you know, no problem. I totally get it. Whatever you can come in at, that would be fantastic. We are grateful for whatever you can do, large or small. But please go ahead and do that. And I'd love to hear from you, too. We'll take a couple of your calls, 888-914-9149. In fact, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to be joined by a guest who has got a really powerful story of how he has given out the miraculous medals, and he's actually given out also the rosary, and how it has just brought unbelievable conversion. It really has. It has brought amazing, amazing conversion. And, you know, why do I call this little bookmark a sacramental? What are they? This might be language. You know, when I first started radio, I'll tell you a quick story. They said, look, when you talk in the Catholic lingo, you know, people aren't going to know what transubstantiation is, right? That's a fancy word, right? They're not going to know what a sacramental is, right? And it's really quite true, right? Sacraments in the Catholic Church are these outward signs, and they give grace to those who receive them in a worthy manner, right? Sacramentals, the Church teaches, and if you go to the Catechism, you can read it. They're sacred signs which bear a resemblance to the sacraments, says the Catechism. They signify effects, particularly in a spiritual nature, which are obtained through the intercession of the Church. And by them, we're disposed to receive the chief effects of the sacrament in the various occasions of life. Now, that's a mouthful there. Bottom line, these are powerful weapons, spiritual weapons, that I think will result in both protection and I think a response to special grace. I really do. You know, I look at the Old Testament or the New Testament, you know, look at the handkerchief of Peter, right? Take a look at the cloak of Christ that was touched. Take a look at the fruits that have come. These are not lucky charms. They are not, rabbit's foots. These are blessed objects, blessed water, blessed salt. I'd get this bookmark if you're calling in right now to get it blessed and tap into that spiritual protection, right? Tap into it. Let that rosary there be a reminder of you of the grace that comes to you when you pray the prayer and know that God can use that as an instrument that can bring, you know, really incredible results. So I really encourage you to go ahead and call 877-291-0123 and think about just picking up this special premium while it lasts. It's a tool for evangelization. It's a tool I think that God will use in a really powerful way. And Sheila, I want to thank you in Austin, Texas, for your $1,200 gift as well. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous gift. So anyway, bottom line, I'll take a short break. And coming up in a minute, we can talk a little bit more about this. But coming up in the next hour, I want to talk about your loved one that might be away from the faith, or maybe you're not where you are right now, what to do and how to do it, right? I'm going to be joined by Steve Dawson. And one of the things he loves to use is the miraculous medal and also the rosary. He's got some unbelievable reactions to it. So as we're talking about this premium, I'm thinking, man, this is going to be a perfect fit. You're going to learn some great strategies that might bring about great conversion in your own family. All right, call now, 877-291-0123. Only about 6 minutes left. As Mike said, we could probably use 50 more people. Been a slog today. We need your help. If you can join us, we'd be very grateful. Thanks for whatever you could do. I'll be right back.
Time is certainly of the essence. More than a third of our premium items for today are gone. They're already accounted for. Don't lose out on this opportunity to take advantage of our unique dollar a day premium item. You not only get Father Peyton's book on the rosary, but you'll also get a beautiful, unique rosary bookmark. custom made for this pledge drive, and we only have a limited supply. A dollar a day donation, you get both items at 877-291-0123. The number is 877-291-0123. Therese in Corpus Christi, Texas, thank you for your dollar a day pledge. Maria in Chino Hills, California, one of these beautiful bookmarks is headed your way. And John in Portsmouth, Rhode Island is also going to get a bookmark. And it's not just a bookmark, Drew. I heard you mention that earlier. It really is just, it's a beautiful reminder of our need to stop and pray the rosary. In fact, as you read Father Peyton's rosary prayer book, I can envision you reading a chapter and then pausing and praying a decade of the rosary. I mean, why not? It's prayer and reflection and reading. This is a handy book that you're going to want to keep by your side all year long. The number is 877-291-0123. I love this premium, Drew, but they're going fast. I hate to see people lose out.
Yeah, Mike, you bring up a great point, too. I often think about that. I don't know if people do spiritual reading. If you don't, I think you should take about 15 minutes a day and just do that. But what a great idea. This is a beautiful bookmark that slips into the book, and it's more than a bookmark because you've got these hematite beads and you have that miraculous medal, and that's such a powerful, powerful little medal given by Our Lady herself to St. Catherine Labouré, and the fruit of it. It's actually known as the Medal of the Immaculate Conception, but the miracles were so profound that were associated. The conversions were so abundant that it was renamed by the faithful as the Miraculous Medal. Why not, before you do your spiritual reading, say those 10 Hail Marys, say a decade of the rosary, and ask God to really impart to you what he wants you to know, what he wants you to retain. Maybe when you wake up, if that is in your book or, you know, whatever you're working on, go ahead and pray for the conversion of your loved ones. It doesn't have to be a whole rosary. You know, you can do decade in the morning, a decade later. You know, you could pray your whole rosary on it. It's great for the car. So think about it. It's a way to help relevant, and it's going to be a blessing. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. But they're going quick, as Mike points out. Normally on Wednesday, they're gone by now. I know a third of them are gone. They should be running out. This is always a big hour, so don't miss out. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app.
And we know you don't give just for the sole purpose of getting a premium item. They're thank yous. They're our way of saying thank you. So give us the privilege of saying thank you by being one of the folks to call in the next 3 minutes at 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. And what you'll be doing is supporting our programming in the future. You're going to keep us on the air from coast to coast, and we don't rest. You know that. Relevant Radio is always churning out fresh, new content all year long. So what's new? What's coming up? Well, thanks to the support of past donors, we're going to be launching a brand new radio entertainment series called On the Night Train, a fun mystery the whole family is going to love, especially the kids. Wholesome, world-class entertainment from professional actors without the need for a rating or a parental warning, because it was designed for family listening. How refreshing is that? 877-291-0123. And we'll be back to school next month. Patrick Madrid is cooking up something really cool, a new book. It's going to be free. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell this, but something's coming in September, and it's going to be free. And all through the year, Father Rocky is cooking something up for you. Support a radio network unlike any other in the world. Call 877-291-0123 and get behind us. You are our fuel. Answer the call right now.
We are down, Mike, just about a minute to go. It's not too late to get in. If you call right now, 877-291-0123, you can get in. And, of course, as I said, these premiums are going pretty quickly. Just a few minutes left. I've got an hour coming up to be with you, so call right now. Don't miss out. You can also go online to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app. There's a great download there, too. That's yours. Mike, I'll give you the final words.
Well, I just want to thank those who have taken advantage of this special premium, like Elma in Northridge. And we also heard from Amelia in Lafayette, California. Thank you. Keep the calls coming. You're answering the call, and we're so grateful to you. 877-291-0123.